This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Nepali Congress top leaders agree on key issues of party's 14th upcoming general convention. Prime Minister Shahbahadur Dewa and CPN Maoist Centre Chair Pushpa Kamal Dal hold meeting regarding cabinet expansion. Additional 1,857 new cases of COVID-19 confirmed in Nepal, 27 corona-related deaths confirmed yesterday. And US President Joe Biden warns of another attack in Kabul airport. Now the news in detail. Top leaders of the Nepali Congress have forged a consensus on various issues regarding party's 14th upcoming general convention. The consensus was reached yesterday on the issues of work schedule, active membership and election directives, among others. Leader Prakashman Singh said the discussion held between party president Shahbahadur Dewa and Ramchandra Paudil agreed to resolve the dispute of active membership and publish the name list. The duo also forced consensus to address the demands of district party presidents and create the environment for the general convention. Leader Singh said that Dewa and Paudil agreed to organize party's ward convention on the same day in all 6,743 wards across the country. Some district presidents of Nepali Congress have been staging a sit-in at the party central office, seeking an amendment to the election guidelines and release of the name list of the party's active members. The party has already released the name of active members of 48 districts and preparations are on to release name list from other districts within 1 to 2 days. Prime Minister Shahbahadur Dewa and CPN Maoist Centre Chair Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda held a meeting yesterday. The meeting was held at Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar. According to the Prime Minister's secretariat, the two leaders held a comprehensive discussion on giving complete shape to the government. The cabinet has not gained a full shape, though it has been a long time since the formation of the coalition government under Shahbahadur Dewa. The public health experts have said that the third wave of COVID-19 may depend on the behavior of the people. The public health experts' statements came amid the health ministry's warning of likely arrival of third wave of COVID-19 from after 1 month. However, the experts have warned of high risk of infection as the festivals were approaching and people's movement was increasing. A total of 1,857 new cases of COVID-19 infection were reported in Nepal yesterday. According to the Ministry of Health and Population, 1,516 cases were confirmed while conducting PCR test of 9,409 samples. Similarly, 341 cases were confirmed out of 3,767 samples of antigen test. Likewise, 2,222 people recovered from the virus infection yesterday itself. The Health Ministry confirmed 27 corona-related deaths yesterday. With this, the death tally due to COVID-19 in Nepal has reached 10,619. Government spokesperson and law minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki has said COVID-19 vaccines would be made available to all qualified citizens by April. At an event organized by the Nepali Congress Ward Committee in Sunsari yesterday, he said the government's first priority is to make COVID-19 vaccines available to all citizens by April 2022. Minister for Home Affairs Balkrishna Khand has directed the line ministry officials to get proactively engaged in the rescue and relief operations across the country. Talking to chiefs of security agencies of chief and chief district officers yesterday, Minister Khan directed them to place high alerts in rescue and relief operations considering the huge loss caused by the monsoon-triggered disasters across the country. CPN UML chairman KP Sharma Oli has said they would collectively respond to the conspiracies against him from the upcoming elections by garnering a majority. Addressing a program organized by UML Municipal Committee at Mahalakshmi Municipality in Lalitpur yesterday, Chairman Oli said the formation of a new party led by Madhav Kumar Nepal would not inflict any more suffering to his party. CPN Maui Center Chairman Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda has said efforts of youth it was crucial to make the socialist movement successful. Inaugurating the National Assembly of the Young Communist League that kicked off yesterday, Chairman Dahal said the party had provisioned 20% quotas for youth leadership in every committees of the party. Chair Dahal also stressed on the need of enhancing the leadership capacity of youths with the purpose to leading to socialism. CPN Unified Socialist Chairman Madhav Kumar Nepal has said that his party would move ahead in cooperation with communist and democratic forces. He said that at an event organized in Lalitpur, that a party organization would be expanded across the country so as to strengthen the party. He also urged the second rung leaders of the party who have left him to join his party. He stated that there would not be any unification between his party and other parties at present, and he would not stay in the position of the party chairperson after one term. The government rescued 8 Nepalese from Afghanistan yesterday. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs said 34 Nepalese waiting for rescue flight from Kabul were also shifted to safer place yesterday. The ministry has repeatedly requested those stranded in Afghanistan to register their details in the online portal run by Department of Consular Service, Situation Room of Foreign Ministry and Nepali Embassy in New Delhi. You're listening to Radio Nepal's English News. Now on to some international updates. Another attack on Kabul airport is highly likely, the US president has warned, saying that military commanders have told him it could come as early as Sunday. The US is continuing evacuations, but the final UK troops, diplomats and officials have now left Kabul. About 170 people died after a suicide bomber targeted the airport on Thursday. The Islamic State Khorasan group has claimed the attack. In retaliation, the US carried out a drone strike on eastern Afghanistan late on Friday, killing 2 high-profile members of Islamic State Khorasan. The 2 are described as a planner and a facilitator. It is unclear whether they were directly involved in planning the Kabul airport attack. At least 21 people have been killed and dozens remain missing as a boat packed with passengers and a sand-laden cargo ship collided in a lake in eastern Bangladesh. The boat was reportedly carrying some 60 passengers when the incident occurred on Friday on a lake in the town of Vijoyanagar. Officials said the cargo ship's steel tip and the boat collided, causing the passenger vessel to capsize. It is unclear how many people were on board at the time of the collision and exactly how many remain missing. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has said the weather will be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at many places of the country. There are also chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning at a few places of province number 1, Bagmati province, Gandaki province, Lumbini province, Karnali province and Far Western province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin for this hour. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. Nepali Congress top leaders agree on key issues of party's 14th upcoming general convention. Prime Minister Shahbazi Dewa and CPN Maoist Centre Chairman Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda hold meeting regarding cabinet expansion. Additional 1,857 new cases of COVID-19 confirmed in Nepal. 27 corona-related deaths confirmed yesterday. And US President Joe Biden warns of another attack in Kabul airport. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.